BBC Radio scraps Irish singer Roisin Murphy after she called out puberty-blocking drugs. By Kurt Zindelka on September 15, 2023. The BBC has removed an Irish singer from a prepared feature radio broadcast following leftist backlash over her opposition to children being put on puberty-blocking drugs. Roisin Murphy, an Irish singer-songwriter formerly of the pop duo Moloko, has become the latest figure of hate for the woke transgender movement after a private post on Facebook criticizing the radical practice of prescribing hormone-altering drugs to children was leaked onto social media by a friend last month. Puberty blockers are f-ing absolutely desolate. Big Pharma laughing all the way to the bank, Murphy wrote. Little mixed-up kids are vulnerable and need to be protected, that's just true. Please don't call me a TERF, please don't keep using that word against women. She added in reference to the increasingly common slur, trans-exclusionary radical feminist, used by the woke left against women who oppose the trans movement. After her post was leaked, a wide backlash ensued, with the left-wing Guardian newspaper declaring that Murphy's latest release had been compromised for many fans over her views, adding that for many fans, particularly queer fans, this album is DOA, dead on arrival. The paper went on to defend the usage of the often life-altering drugs, without acknowledging the growing amount of evidence of physical harm caused in that country, such as the UK have recently placed heavy restrictions on providing them to children. Then this week, BBC's Radio 6 scrapped a planned 5-hour set of Murphy's songs, concert recordings, and interviews, replacing her feature with rapper Little Sims, The Telegraph reported. The BBC has claimed that the decision was not inspired by the controversy surrounding the Irish singer, but rather to promote upcoming spoken word and rap programming. A BBC spokesman said that such features are frequently changed in order to reflect station-wide initiatives as they get confirmed. Little Sims was scheduled to reflect Six Music's Way with Words programming, which celebrates poetry, rap and spoken word, and airs the following week, tying in with National Poetry Day. There was no other reason for the change. Roisin Murphy has been played on Six Music recently and her artist collection remains in rotation. For her part, Murphy issued a groveling apology late last month for her supposed wrongthink before the woke mob. Writing on social media, "I have been thrown into a very public discourse in an arena I'm uncomfortable in and deeply unsuitable for. I cannot apologize enough for being the reason for this eruption of damaging and potentially dangerous social media fire and brimstone. To witness the ramifications of my actions and the divisions it has caused is heartbreaking. I will now completely bow out of this conversation within the public domain. I'm not in the slightest bit interested in turning it into any kind of campaign, because campaigning is not what I do. My true calling is music and music will never exclude any of us." The pop singer's quick capitulation was also widely criticized, with anti-transgenderism activist and author Ollie London writing, "You should never cave to the woke trans mob. Why would you apologize for speaking up for kids? Bag move." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter, follow @KurtZindelka or email to Zindelka@Breitbart.com.